今日嘅讲题系复活在我，生命也在我。
And today's sermon topic is I am the resurrection and the life。
弟兄姊妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters。
让我哋再一次低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray。
我哋先向阿爸父，我哋感谢赞美你。
Our heavenly Father, we give you our thanks and praises。
感谢你将你嘅话语厚厚嘅赐俾我。
We thank you, Lord, that you have richly given us your words。
求今天早上你恩待弟兄姊妹。
May you be merciful to us this morning。
求圣灵做感动嘅工作。
May the Holy Spirit do the work of moving our hearts。
让我哋因你嘅话语，我哋有扎心。
We pray that because of your word, we are cut in our heart。
亦都因你嘅话语，我哋灵魂得着苏醒。
And because of your word,our soul can be restored.
更加因为你的话语，我们的信心得以被建立。
And because of your word, our faith can be built up.
以至于我们回归于你。
So that we can return to you.
同得被造就。
And we can be edified.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名祈。
Our prayers are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
如果你在当中你是身为人父母的话，
For those of you who are parents,
你们可能都会为你年轻的子女去选择学校，
Perhaps you choose schools for your young children,
甚至帮他们找补习的老师，
You even look for tutors for them,
亦都可能带他们去学音乐或者参加运动，
Or you let them learn music and take part in sports,
带他们回教会，
You bring them to church,
甚至带他们去查经班，
Or even Bible study classes.
其实父母这么辛苦做这么多事是为了什么？
Parents make such and huge effort to do so much. What is the purpose?
最终父母其实想带给儿女的什么？
Ultimately, what do parents want their children to get?
今天是纪念主耶稣基督复活的主日。
Today is the Lord's day for us to be in remembrance of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督死在十字架上面复活，为人付出了这么多，究竟是为什么？
The Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross and resurrected. He has done so much for man. What is that for?
其实最终神想带给我们什么？
What does God want to bring us ultimately?
首先让我们去想一想，究竟主受死和复活成就了什么？
First of all, let us reflect on what the death and resurrection of the Lord accomplished.
第一，相信主的人，他的罪得赦免。
First, those who believe in the Lord will have forgiveness of sins.
神在相信的人的身上的审判可以避免他。
Second, believers can be spared from the judgment of God.
死亡和撒旦被打败。
Third,Death and Satan are defeated.
相信的人可以避免了地狱和永恒的痛苦。
Fourth, believers can be spared from the eternal pains of hell.
有一天，相信主的人的身体会得到复活。
Fifth,One day, the bodies of believers will be resurrected.
而复活的身体是没有残疾，是完美。
Sixth, and the resurrected bodies are blemished and perfect.
最后他们可以进入新天新地。
Seventh, finally, they will enter into the new heaven and new earth.
以上所讲的都是神赐给人的恩典。
What I have just mentioned above is grace bestowed by God to man.
正如圣经所讲，你们得救是本乎恩。
As it is written in the Bible, for it is by grace you have been saved.
就是因为耶稣基督死在十字架上面和复活所成就。
This is accomplished by the death of Jesus Christ on the Lord on the cross and his resurrection.
但是为什么我们需要这些东西？
But why should we need this?
神为我们成就了这么多，到底是为了什么？
What is the purpose for God to accomplish so much for man?
彼得前书第三章第十八节上面这么说。
It is written in 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 18a.
因基督也曾一次为罪受苦或者受死，就是义的代替不义的，为要引我们到神面前。
For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God.
圣经告诉我们，主耶稣基督受死和复活，最终是要引我们去到神面前。
The Bible tells us that the ultimate goal of the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus is to bring us to God.
那我们去到神面前做什么呢？
Then what do we do when we are brought to God?
在神面前我们可以认识祂，也都享受满足和祂一起。
Being brought to God enables us to know Him and to have joy and satisfaction in His presence.
正如诗篇第十六篇第十一节咁讲。
As written in Psalm chapter 16 verse 11.
你必将生命的道指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐。
You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence.
即是说主耶稣基督受死和复活已经将我们和神之间一切的拦阻已经拿开。
In other words, the hindrance between God and man is removed by the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
我们可以时刻地来到神面前。
Then we can be in the presence of God.
既然我们能够时刻来到神的面前。
Since we can be in the presence of God anytime.
我们的内心应该很有满足和喜乐才是。
Our hearts should be filled with joy and satisfaction. Satisfaction.
咁你有冇咧？
Do you have joy and satisfaction?
如果冇嘅话，系为乜嘢
？If you don't, why?
我哋有冇因为我哋冇经常嚟到神面前而得到满足喜乐
？It is because we do not constantly come in the presence of God in order to be filled with satisfaction and joy.
呢个问题其实唔单止喺当我哋生命中遇到好多个困难、困境，又或者面对一啲唔愉快嘅事情先会发生。
This problem does not only appear when we encounter adversities in life or when we face unpleasant situations.
即使系我哋生命。平顺的当中我们一样可以面对这个问题。
Even when everything goes well in our life, we can also face such a similar problem.
那问题在哪里？
Where then is the problem?
耶利米书第二章第十三节这么说。
It is written in Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 13.
因为我的百姓做了两件恶事，就是离弃我这活水的泉源，为自己作了池子，是破裂不能存水的池子。
My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water.
圣经在这里提出两个原因。
Here the Bible tells us two reasons.
第一是离弃神一个活水的泉源。
First, forsaking God.The spring of living water.
意思即系话我哋唔想饮神嘅水。
That means we do not want to drink the water of God.
第二系我哋想揾自己嘅水饮。
Second, we want to find our own water to drink.
于是我哋自己凿自己嘅池子。
Then we dig our own cisterns.
不过凿极都唔够。
But we may dig and dig, but it is never enough.
因为个池子漏水。
Because the cisterns are broken.
其实。每一个基督徒都相信有神。
Actually, as Christians, we all believe that there is God.
我哋都相信主耶稣基督已经为我哋承担罪责。
We also believe that and accept that the Lord Jesus Christ bore the penalty of our sins.
更期望将来有永生。
We also expect that there is eternal life.
因为呢啲一切都系美好嘅恩典。
Because all this is good grace.
但我哋就好似一个女仔。
But we are like a lady.
对。一个男士样样都为他做了足，始终都没有兴趣。
A lady's attitude towards a man who has done everything he can do for her, and yet she is still not interested in him.
因为我们心里面其实我们喜欢了其他的。
It is because we favor others in our hearts.
圣经告诉我们，我们自己凿自己的池子。
The Bible says that we have dug our own cisterns.
这个可能是金钱、事业、权力啦，同埋我哋嘅美貌。
They could mean money, career, power, and appearance.
亦可能系男女嘅感情关系啦。家庭和儿女。
This could also mean the intimate relationship between a man and woman, family and children.
神话帮我们听这些水池是会漏水的。
God says that these are all broken cisterns that leak.
不会带给我们有生命和长远的满足和喜乐。
They cannot bring lasting satisfaction and joy in our lives.
在伊甸园里面的夏娃就是不满足神给他们所供应的。
In the Garden of Eden, Eve was not satisfied with what God had done and provided for her.
以为可以找到一些令她生命更加满足的。
She thought that she could find some other things that could bring more satisfaction in her life.
但结果呢？
But the result was,
从此她要受到丈夫的管辖和受生产的痛苦。
From then on, her desire was for her husband, and she was subject to pains in childbearing.
我们从启示录第十二章，我们知道撒旦来到人间要迷惑普天下的人。
From Revelation 12, we know that Satan comes to this world to lead the whole world astray.
但我们是可以将所有的责任都推给撒旦呢？
Can we blame everything on Satan?
圣经雅各书里告诉我们，我们各人有自己的私欲。
The book of James in the Bible tells us that we all have our own evil desires.
雅各书第一章第十四至四十五节这么说。
James chapter 1 verses 14-15.
但各人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑了。私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来，罪既长成，就生出死来。
But each one is tempted when by his own evil desire he is dragged away and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it's full grown, gives birth to death.
撒旦的确是不断地去引诱迷惑的。
It is true that Satan continually tempts us.
但始终是我们的心里面比较喜欢的，牵引我们去走自己想走的路。
But ultimately, we are enticed by the preferences in our hearts to turn to the way we want to go.
喜欢其他多过神，在神眼中是一个人对神一个很严重的干犯。
To prefer others to God is a very serious offense against God in the eyes of God.
在出埃及记第二十章第三节，神所吩咐的第一条诫命。
In the first commandment that God declared in Exodus chapter 20, verse 3.
除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
You shall have no other gods before me.
我们知道听命胜于犯罪。
We know that to obey is better than sacrifice.
但神在以赛亚书第二十九章第十三节亦都咁讲。
But it is also said in Isaiah chapter 29 verse 13.
因为这百姓亲近我，用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。
These people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me.
即使我哋有正确亲近神嘅行动，如果我哋冇真系喜悦去亲近神嘅内心嘅话
，Even when we have the correct action to draw near to God, but if we do not have a delightful heart to draw near to Him,
神系知道嘅，亦都唔会喜悦。
God knows it, and He is not pleased with it.
如果罗马书第三章第二十三节话俾我哋听，因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
If Romans chapter 3 verse 23 tells us that.For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
咁样我哋系唔能够荣耀神，除非我哋嘅心系真系会系因主而满足喜乐。
Then we cannot glorify God unless our hearts truly have joy and satisfaction in the presence of God.
如果我哋要时时都喺主里面得到满足同埋喜乐嘅话
，If we want to be able to constantly receive joy and satisfaction in the Lord，
我哋必须要更像我哋嘅主耶稣基督。
We must be more like our Master Jesus Christ。
但我哋能够改变好似主耶稣基督，真系可以咩
？But is it really possible for us to be transformed to be more like the Lord Jesus？
圣经话可以。
The Bible says that it is possible。
但我哋首先要省察我哋嘅内心。
But first of all, we must examine our hearts。
我哋要承认我哋嘅过犯。
We must admit our faults。
我哋要回转归向神。
We have to repent and return to God。
我哋唔可以靠自己嘅能力。
We can't rely on our ability。
要向神去坦白去承认，并且向神去呼求。
We must admit to God。Honestly and cry out to God.
因为忧伤痛苦的心，主必不轻看。
Because a broken and contrite heart, God will not despise.
当我们愿意悔改回归神的时候
，When we are willing to repent and turn back to God,
神一定会帮助我们。
God will surely help us.
第一，罗马书四章十七节咁话俾我哋听。
First of all, Romans chapter 1:17 tells us that
神是那位叫死人复活、使无变为有的神。
He is the God who gives life to dead and calls things that are not as though they were.
我哋内心冇嘅，神可以创造出嚟。
What we don't have in our heart, God can create it from nothing.
第二，约翰福音第十一章第二十五节。
Second, in John chapter 11, verse 25, the Lord Jesus says,
复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies.
主耶稣是赐生命的源头。
The Lord Jesus is the source of giving life.
只有他才可以让每一个相信他的人有他自己的生命。
He alone can enable everyone who believes in him to have his life.
如果我们有悔改回转的心，主必成全。
If we have a repentant heart, the Lord will certainly accomplish.
腓立比书第一章第六节有咁嘅保证。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 gives us this guarantee.
我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
Being confident of this, and he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
但系成全呢个过程，一定要经过好多磨练、拆毁同埋陶造。
But in the process of accomplishing, we will certainly go through a lot of refining, tearing down, and molding.
神喺旧约时候已经藉先知应许，佢会更新我哋嘅内心。
In the Old Testament time, through the prophets, God promised us that He would renew our hearts.
叫我哋因信得生。
So that we can live by faith.
新約聖經更加讓我哋知道，我哋嘅生命改變係叫我哋更像主耶穌基督。
The New Testament of the Bible also tells us that the transformation of our lives is to enable us to be more like Christ.
但係點樣做嘅咧
？But how is it done?
希伯來書第十二章第十節咁話。
In Hebrews chapter 12 verse 10.
新生的父是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，使我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
Our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in His holiness.
主会藉着各样嘅方法去磨练同埋陶造我哋。
The Lord will use different ways and means to refine us and mold us.
但同时主嘅训练系好认真嘅。
At the same time, God's training is very serious.
因为主真系想我哋学会唯独敬畏神，我哋嘅心先可以有真正嘅平安同喜乐。
It is because the Lord really wants us to learn. Only when we have reverence fear for God, then we can have true peace and joy in our hearts.
所以主会偏偏让我哋遇到一啲我哋一直都怕遇到，但其实我哋唔使怕。
Therefore, the Lord allows us to encounter situations that we are afraid of, but which we shouldn't be afraid of.
因为主真系想我哋学会，唯独神嘅供应先系最稳妥。
Because the Lord really wants us to learn well that God's provision alone is truly secure.
所以神会偏偏让我哋遇到生活上面嘅唔稳定。
Therefore, the Lord will allow us to encounter unstable situations in our lives.
因为神真系想我哋学会像主谦卑嘅样式。
Because the Lord really wants us to learn Christ-like humility.
所以主偏偏要遇到我哋生命上面嘅际遇嚟到阻挡我哋嘅骄傲。
Therefore, the Lord makes use of what we encounter in life to oppose our pride.
因为主真想我哋学会，我哋内心只可以敬拜主，唔可以有其他。
The Lord really wants us to learn in our hearts we can worship the Lord alone and none other than Him.
所以主要用鞭，好似去清洁圣殿一样，去鞭打推翻我哋嘅内心。
Just like how the Lord used a whip to clear the temple, He whips and overturns our hearts so that our hearts can be cleared.
以致可以清除我哋嘅内心。一啲占据咗本来应该单独用嚟敬拜主嘅地方。
So that our hearts can be cleared, there are some places in our hearts which should only be used to worship the Lord.
喺过去嗰三年，我一直都接受我专业上嘅训练。
In the past 3 years, I have been undergoing some professional training and further studies.
训练嘅过程又多又难。
The requirements of the training are very high and difficult.
好多时候我觉得好唔合理。
Very often I felt that the requirements were unreasonable.
要求就好多。但支持就唔够。
I felt that the requirements were too demanding, but the provided was not sufficient.
我经常咁问自己，我系咪喺度嘥紧时间
？I often ask myself, am I wasting my time?
但喺三年之后
，But after 3 years,
我发觉自己改变咗好多。
I realized that I have changed a lot.
喺工作上边，我嘅内心再冇一啲嘅骄傲。
Pertaining to my work, there is no arrogance left in my heart.
我喺事情上边嘅想法同埋做法都唔再一样。
The ways that I perceive and the ways that I handle things are not the same as before.
就算喺我面前嘅病人系几咁嘅困难
，Even though the cases presented in my patients are very difficult，
我都可以冷静嘅去面对。
I can face them calmly。
尤其是当每一次见到病人或者佢哋嘅家人
，Especially every time when I see my patients and their families。
因为见到病人嘅行动活动有进步嘅时候
，When they can see that the mobility of the patients has improved.
佢哋流下激动同埋盼望嘅眼泪。
They shed tears of profound emotions and hope.
我就知道呢三年嘅训练系冇白费。
I know that the training in these 3 years is not in vain.
我记得一位训练我嘅前辈咁讲。
I remember a senior who trained me once said.
训练嘅最终目的唔系俾我一个名衔。
The ultimate goal of the training is not to obtain a title，
而系帮助我成为一个更好嘅治疗师。
But to help me to become a better therapist。
主俾我哋嘅训练。 对我哋嚟讲可能系好艰难。
Trainings that the Lord gives us are perhaps very tough.
但系最终系可以叫我哋嘅心意更新而变化。
But ultimately, they cause us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
让我哋可以体验到神纯全可喜悦嘅旨意。
Then we will be able to test and approve what God's will is.
更像我哋嘅主耶稣基督。
So that we are more like our Master Jesus Christ.
但系当我哋正喺痛苦绝望的过程当中，我们可以怎么去面对？
But while we are in the stage of being in despair and pain, how should we face it?
以至于我们可以通过这些磨练得着好处，
So that we can reap the benefits through such refining,
学得更像主耶稣，
And be more like the Lord Jesus,
让我们记得主的受死、埋葬和复活。
Let us remember the death, burial and resurrection of the Lord.
我们要记得主和他的门徒如何去度过星期五的受死，星期六的被埋葬。
Remember how the Lord and his disciples went through the day of his suffering on Friday and the burial on Saturday.
最后是星期日主复活，门徒得到喜乐和信心得以被建立。
Then his resurrection on Sunday, the disciples found joy and the faith was built up.
第一，当主耶稣基督知道就快被钉十字架的时候，他的内心充满忧伤，忧伤几乎都要死。
First, when the Lord knew that he was soon to be crucified, his heart was filled with sorrow, sorrowful to the point of death.
但当主耶稣基督被捉拿之前，他带门徒去到客西马利园祷告。
But before the Lord Jesus was arrested, he took his disciples with him to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane.
主不单止自己去祷告，
The Lord did not only pray by himself.
主更带着其中三个和他较亲近的门徒。
The Lord also took three of the disciples who were the closest to him.
特别的要求他们和他一起警醒祷告。
He especially asked them to keep watch and pray with him.
当他被钉在十字架上面的时候，
When he was nailed on the cross,
肉身受到难以忍受的痛苦。
His physical body was undergoing unbearable pain.
但他在十字架上仍没有停止祷告。
But he never stopped praying while he was on the cross.
当他觉得天父转面不看他的时候，
When he felt that the Heavenly Father turned his face away from him,
主又大声地向天父哀求。
The Lord cried out to the Heavenly Father with a loud voice and beseeched him.
但最终的也都是说将他自己的灵魂交在父的手里。
But at the end, he said that he was committing his soul in the hand of the Heavenly Father.
当我们遇到事情令我们忧伤难过或者身体痛苦的时候，
When we encounter events that makes us sad and sorrowful, or when we have pains in the body,
就好像星期五的受难一样，
It is like the Lord's suffering on Friday.
我们应该要向主呼求。
What we should do is to cry out to the Lord.
我们要照着圣经所应许的向主呼求。
We cry out to the Lord according to the promises in the Bible.
我们都要向主诉说我们的苦苦。
We can also tell the Lord the distressful situation we are in.
在诗篇第137篇就是其中一个向神诉苦的祷告。
Psalm 137 is an example of pouring the heart to God in sorrow.
主不单止自己祷告，
Not only does the Lord pray alone,
更加要弟兄姊妹一起的祷告。
The Lord also wants us to pray with other brothers and sisters.
所以教会有祈祷会，也有小组。
Therefore, there are prayer meetings and cell groups in church.
但愿我们每一个的弟兄姊妹随时都可以有其他的弟兄姊妹和你一起去祷告。
I hope that every brother and sister can have other brothers and sisters to pray with you.
以同心祷告去面对我们生命中的困难际遇。
We can pray in one accord to face the difficult situations that we encounter in life.
但神很多时候不会马上回应我们的祷告。
But very often, God does not respond to our prayer immediately.
我们不应该灰心。
We should not be disappointed.
因为时间是可以引导我们的内心。
Because time can guide our hearts.
将我们的内心的焦点由自己的身上转去神的身上。
It can help us to shift the focus from ourselves to God.
时间也可以帮助我们整理我们的思想。
Time can also help us to organize our thoughts.
让我们知道我们的心真正想要什么。
Letting us know what we actually want to attain.
第二方面，当佢被埋葬嘅时候
，The second aspect is that when he was buried，
门徒都充满失望、迷失、忧伤。
The disciples were in despair, were distressed and perplexed。
但约翰福音第十六章第一节主咁讲过。
But in John chapter 16 verse 1, the Lord Jesus says，
我要将这些事告诉你们，使你们不至于跌倒。
All this I have told you so that you will not fall away。
喺第四节亦都咁话。
In verse 4，
我将这事告诉你们，是叫你们到了时候可以想起我对你们说过的。
I have told you this so that when the time comes, you will remember that I warned you。
主耶稣基督提醒门徒。
The Lord Jesus reminds his disciples。
记得主曾经讲过嘅说话，可以帮助我哋喺痛苦艰难中不至于跌倒。
If we remember the things that the Lord says, they can help to prevent us from falling away while we are in pain and difficulties。
当我哋遇到好似门徒喺星期六嗰阵时候，觉得失落、迷茫，不知何去何从的时候，
When we encounter a situation that makes us feel lost, perplexed, helpless, just what the disciples experienced on Saturday,
甚至对神的信心都动摇，
or even our faith in God is shaken,
我们要记得主曾经讲过的说话，
then we have to remember the words that the Lord says。
主所讲过其中一个非常重要的说话，就是今天的读经的经文。
One of the very important statements said by the Lord is today's sermon scripture。
约翰福音第十一章第二十五节。
John chapter 11 verse 25。
耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies。
主耶稣说，信我的人虽然死了亦都会复活。
Similarly,The Lord Jesus says, those who believe in me will live even though he dies.
同样我们的事情可能真的坏到好像死了。
Similarly, the situation that we face can be so bad that it is like dead.
没希望去改变。
There is no hope for change.
但是主若应许。
But if the Lord is willing,
也必复活。
It will live.
很多时候我们没有办法只去明白事情的发生，或者事情发展点解会咁样。
Very often we cannot understand why things happen this way or why things develop into such a situation。
但让我哋去听约伯记第四十二章一至三节咁话。
But let us hear what Job has to say in Job 42 verses 1 to 3。
约伯回答耶和华说：我知道你万事都能，你的旨意不能阻拦。谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢？我所说的是我不明白的，这些事太奇妙，是我不知道的。
Then Job replied to the Lord, I know that you can do all things, no plan of yours can be thwarted. You asked, who is this that obscures my counsel without knowledge? Surely I spoke of things I did not understand.Things too wonderful for me to know.
我们必须要学会信任神。
But we must learn to trust God.
事情可能真的会坏到好像死的一样，没有改变。
Things may be as bad as dead. There is no hope for change.
就算是这样又何妨呢？
But even so, then what?
主耶稣说，就算是死了，在祂主权之下也必复活。
The Lord Jesus says, even it is dead, but under his sovereignty, it will live.
我和其他的父亲一样，对我的儿子是很痛惜。
Just like other fathers, I love my son dearly.
但我一直提醒自己，撒母耳记上第二章第十九节，神对祭司以利的责备。
I have been reminding myself of God's rebuke to the priest Eli in 1 Samuel.
神责备祭司以利，你尊重你的儿子多过尊重我。
God rebuked the priest Eli, why do you honor your sons more than me?
所以我从小对他管教好严。
Therefore, my discipline to him has been very strict.
以至于我们两个的关系变得很坏。
The relationship between us has become very bad.
到一个地步，我知道我们的关系是没办法只可以修补。
Up to a stage, I knew that our relationship was irreparable.
有好几年的时间，我在神面前去呼求，并且表达我的哀伤。
For a number of years, I had been crying out to God and expressed my sorrow.
我向神去诉说，我可能对我的儿子的爱表达不足，伤了他的心。
I poured out my heart to God, saying that I was inadequate in expressing my love to my son.And I could have hurt him.
但我所犯的错是因为我怕得罪神。
But this was because I was afraid of offending God.
我自己的内心接受了我和仔的关系是已经死了。
In my heart, I accepted that our father and son relationship was dead.
但在过去那三个星期，太太和女儿回了香港。
But in the past 3 weeks, my wife went to Hong Kong with our daughter.
我和我的仔能够有独处的时间。
So I spent time with my son alone.
我和我的仔竟然能够可以再一次的沟通，什么都可以说。
Unexpectedly, I could communicate with my son again. We could talk about everything.
甚至我可以分享回当年我对他的管教，其实也都是出于爱。
I could even share with him that the discipline that I applied to him some years ago was all from love.
过去那三个星期，我和他沟通的说话可能比以往那三年更加的多。
What I said to him during the conversations in the past 3 weeks was more than the total of what we had in the past 3 years put together.
我们的关系竟然有一种相依为命的感觉。
I had a feeling of interdependency in our relationship.
是一种和从前不同的关系。
This is the kind of relationship that is different from before.
是一种死而复活。
This is the kind of relationship that was dead but now lives again.
耶稣说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。这个说话我经历到。
The Lord Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. I have experienced this promise.
神创造人的心意是有一日神和人会在新天新地永恒在一起。
In the creation of mankind, God has the desire that one day he and mankind will be together eternally in the new heaven and new earth.
神亦都是愿意当中的人好像基督一样在神面前有满足和喜乐。
God also desires that all the people there will be like Christ, that they have joy and satisfaction in the presence of God.
但人若不重生，不能进神的国。
No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
生命的改变是必须要经过从神而来的磨练、拆毁和陶造。
The transformation of life must go through the refining, tearing down and molding that come from God.
在这个过程里面，我们可能不断地会遇到已经死了的情况。
In the process, we may repeatedly encounter the situation of already dead.
但请记得，
But please remember,
主耶稣说过，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了，也必复活，这句话。
The Lord Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies.
但每一次经历主复活的大能的时候，都只是一个开始。
But every time when we experience the mighty power of the Lord's resurrection, it is just a beginning.
前路仍然很长，不容易走。
There is still a long way to go and the path is not easy.
我们的人生岁月可能还有很多的困难遭遇。
In the future years of our lives, we may encounter many more difficulties.
但我们不用怕。
But let us not be afraid.
因为有永活的主和我们一起。
Because we have the living Lord with us.
让我们一起起立。
Let us stand up.
让我们再一次低头祷告。
Let us pray again.
我们的天上阿爸父。
Our heavenly Father.
感谢你差你的爱子耶稣基督，为我们受死埋葬复活。
We thank you for sending your only beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.He died for us, he was buried for us, and he resurrected for us.
你拿开了一切和你阻隔的。
You have removed all the hindrances.
以至于我们能够来到你的面前。
So that we can come before you.
今天早上求天父你恩待每一个弟兄姊妹。
This morning, may you be merciful to every one of us.
求圣灵在我们的内心做感动督责的工作。
May the Holy Spirit do the work of moving us and convicting us in our
引导我们回归于你。
So to lead us to come back to you.
也求你增加我们的信心。
And may you increase our faith.
在你拆毁陶造我们的过程里面。
In the process of refining us, tearing down and rebuilding us.
让我们有信心，知道万事都互相效力。
So that we have the faith. to know that everything works for the good.
为嘅系叫爱你嘅人得益处。
For the good of those who love you.
更像我哋嘅恩主。
To be more like our master.
我哋人生虽然经过好多嘅流泪谷、死荫嘅幽谷。
Although in our life we have gone through the valley of Baca.And the valley of weeping.
但主耶稣应许过。
But the Lord Jesus has promised.
复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies.
愿主耶稣基督复活嘅大能。
May the mighty power of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
丰丰足足嘅喺我哋每一个弟兄姊妹身上。
Richly dwell in us.
求你怜悯我哋。
And may you have mercy on us.
我哋咁样祷告，奉主耶稣名祈求。
Our prayer is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 会众请坐。
Please be seated.